Montreal, Quebec, Canada. So once again, thank you for tuning into this special. Please do consider donating. And as always, we will see you next week on Hotel the Blues, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. every Tuesday. To play us out tonight, here's Don Covey playing You Must Believe.
All right.
Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
I start too many projects, is that so fucking wrong? They said to be more honest, so honestly, dog, I need a fucking job. I need a fucking hat, uniform, clucking in and out, need a fucking job.
I don't wanna think about myself, oh, I don't think I need your fucking help. Yeah. Cash register, Pat Benatar, wanna rent a car.
Welcome, Montreal. You're listening to Easy Sonic Living on CKUT 90.3.
Yeah. And tonight, our theme is I need a job.
I need a job. Yep. It's just the basics. Although it's not really the basics, but in our current system, it's pretty important.
Yeah, it's like a building block to life.
Yeah, food, rent, heat. Yeah.
And all the extras. But do you really need a job?
Yeah. I mean... Yeah, we were talking about this before. If you could be independently wealthy, but then, you know, how does that happen?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was talking to a friend, and I know he hates his job. He's hated it since I've known him, probably about 10 years. But he needs it. He needs it for sustenance, for all the things we mm-hmm. mentioned. And I was like, yeah, I really hope, you know, you're going to find a better job, one that you like more, you know, something that inspires you and motivates you more. And he was like, yeah, can you just wish for me that I win the lottery?
Yeah, that's much better.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I like the title I Need a Job because it really keeps the job in its proper place, which is just this thing you have to do to make money.
Yeah.
You know, instead of it being like your lifelong passion, your dream.
Your vocation.
Your vocation. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, yeah. I mean, what do you think your vocation is? Like, you're not being paid for it, but it's kind of like what you're here to do.
Oh, definitely see friends.
Okay.
Just socialize, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Just hang out. Okay. That's my vocation.
Hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Being a good friend. Yeah, I'd say that would be
it. Yeah, I would say that's definitely one of my vocations too, being there for people.
Mm-hmm.
I really like to be there for them. I really give them the time and the attention.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I try.
Yeah.
For those I care about, obviously. I don't do that for every single human being I encounter. I would be totally exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ironically, having a job kind of interferes with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The socializing and the being present for people.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But although, you know, that's a whole other element is socializing at work, because that is a great thing.
Yeah. The lunchroom. You've got a job.
Yeah. The breaks.
Where you like the people that you work with.
Yeah. I used to work for the city once and we always had a break. We started work at 7 and then we always had a break at 10 for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A good 15 minute break is always appreciated.
Yeah. Especially because it was so like we were focused on that break. We were like, this break is coming. We're all together. We are going to break.
Okay. You know?
And it really involved a lot of like coffee drinking, leaning on heavy machinery and talking.
Yeah. What were you doing for this city?
We were cutting the grass or picking up garbage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'd often just be like leaning up against our tractors and just talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a cool job. Like the job itself was an office job. The best part was the Friday afternoon tea.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the Edmonton Social Planning Council. I remember now. Yeah. But yeah, we just got to hang out and drink tea and let's bring out the tea. Let's bring out the cookies or the
treats. That's great. Yeah.
Just chill out in the meeting room.
That is great. Know? Yeah. That's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah. All those moments, the lunch hour, also just chit chatting when you're in the office, just, you know, hanging around. All those things are good.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
jobs.
Well, okay. Let's get back to jobs.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to know a few, maybe, or just maybe one, like, tell me about a job you've had.
I had a job wiping people's bums once. That was
okay.
Pretty, yeah, that was
like
pretty
as a
intense.
Kind of nurse assistant.
Yeah, or? I was like a préposé aux bénéficiaires.
Okay,
I worked in group homes.
Wow.
Yeah.
How
so
did you?
That.
How was that for you?
It was kind of cool actually, because I realized it was like in this way of like you can really help sustain somebody's dignity. So there is a way to wipe somebody's bum that just really gives them a sense of dignity which they've kind of lost.
Did you still maintain your own sense of dignity?
Well, I guess so. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
good.
I had gloves on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
That's key.
Definitely.
Oh yeah. I actually have a lot of ones about poop, but maybe that's not great for the
I don't know.
Radio.
I think it's a vital part of the conversation.
Because also,
about jobs.
I had a job where I was working at Peter Hall School, working with kids with developmental disabilities.
Okay.
And I was working in the kindergarten class, and I remember they needed a lot of diaper changes and stuff.
Okay.
They were like 5 or 6. But for like 1 hour or even 45 minutes, I would be alone with the kids while the teacher was having her lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could have my lunch.
Yeah.
And oh my God, it was just chaos. Like, you know, these 5 kids. And one time, one of them, oh my God, I don't know what was going on. There was just poop everywhere. And then all of a sudden,
what?
One of them
but
was.
They're like, they should know about poop by then.
Well,
right?
They have developmental disabilities.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
So anyways, this one kid was like drawing with his poop all over the wicker. And I was just like, this
the
is too much.
Furniture.
There was wicker furniture. And I was like, why? Why Peter Hall School? Why do you have wicker furniture in this classroom?
Not practical.
And let me tell you, when the teacher came back, she was like, that's not good.
Yeah.
That's just
well,
not good.
I'm going to segue with a story of poop of my own, which is like, it's not central to my story. But basically, I also, at some point, was dealing with poop in a job because I worked in a daycare one summer.
Mm-hmm.
Though I didn't usually do the babies, so I wasn't usually in charge of, like, changing diapers and changing poop, but I did some of that. And then, of course, I mostly took care of, like, slightly older kids and helped them go to the bathroom, sometimes wiping bums as well, and cleaning up messes.
Mm-hmm.
The only other thing I want to say about that job is that I was 18 when I did that job. It was a summer job, but it was hard. It was a lot of energy all day, 9 to 5 with a group of kids, young kids.
That is tiring work.
Yeah. And I was exhausted when I got home and I was in the prime of my youth.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of respect for people.
Me too.
Who work in daycares and they are definitely not paid enough.
No.
Taking care of everybody else's kids all day.
Yeah.
While
In groups.
Yeah.
Yeah, in groups.
Tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. In the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5. Them shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Century Fox presents a tribute to anyone who has ever been overworked, underpaid, and pushed to the edge by an ungrateful boss. They arrive promptly at 9, because if they're not on time, they know they'll get the sack. But before they begin the daily grind, the boss takes his cup black. They remember each date, make sure he's not late, and keep everything organized. They reserve tables for brunch or a 3-martini lunch while they dine on burgers and fries.
Miss Rhodes!
They listen to all his problems. They do their best to please. And even if they run the show, he gets paid for their ideas.
Great work.
And so long as he's alive, from 9 to 5, they'll take it all they can.
Miss Rhodes, come in here.
But what will go on when the light finally dawns that it's time to get back at that man?
Miss Rhodes.
Walk a mile in these Louboutins, but they don't wear these sheets where I'm from. I'm not hating, I'm just telling you. I'm trying to let you know what the fuck that I've been through.
2 feet in the red dirt, school skirt, sugar cane, back lane. Free job took years to save, but I got a ticket on that plane. People got a lot to say, but don't know shit about where I was made or how many floors that I had to scrub just to make it past where I am from.
No, no, no money, no family. 16 in the middle of Miami. No money, no family. 16 in the middle of Miami. No money, no family. 16 in the middle of Miami.
I've been up all night trying to get there rich. I've been work, working on my shit. Milk the whole game twice, gotta get it how I live. I've been work, working on my shit.
Now get this work.
struggle is the only thing I'm trusting. Double bread in a mud brick before the budget. White chick on a pack shit. My passion was ironic and my dreams were uncommon. Guess I gone crazy. First deal changed me. Rob line basically raped me. Most of the bullshit like a matador. Just made me madder and animate to go at him and even a scuff. So I went harder. Studied it harder till the deal was offered. Slept cold on the floor recording at 4 in the morning. Now I'm passing the bar like a liar. Immigrant or ignorant. Your ill intent was insurance for my benefit. Hate to be inconsiderate, but the industry took my innocence. Too late, now I'm in this bitch.
You don't know the half. This shit get real. Valley girls giving blowjobs for Louboutins. What you call that? Head over heels.
No money, no family. 16 in the middle of Miami. No money, no family. 16 in the middle of Miami. No money, no family. 16
in the middle of Miami. I've been up all night trying to get there rich. I've been work, working on my shit. Milk the whole game twice. Gotta get it how I live. I've been work, working on my shit.
Now get this work.
Ain't been easy, but cheese to peasy for the weeks we lived out in Duffel. Bags is all we had doing, a thing for my mom, I love you. One day I'll pay you back for the sacrifice that you managed to muscle. 16, you sent me for customs.
So, all aboard my spaceship to Mercury.
Turn first satellite that's in front of me. Cause every night I'ma do it like it's my last. This dream is all that I need, cause it's all that I ever had.
Now get this work.
Miami, the Playboy's paradise. Pretty girls, fast cars. That's just a facade. The bridge separates South Beach from my Miami. The real Miami, the MIA. This is where we hustle.
Every day I'm hustling. 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 Every day I'm, every day I'm, every day I'm hustling.
Who you suckers think you're tripping with? Yes, I'm the boss. 745, white on white, that's Rick Ross. I keep them wide, I keep them long, I keep them fat. I keep them coming back, we keep them coming back. I'm in the distribution, I'm like Atlantic. I got them pretty things flying across the Atlantic. I know Pablo Noriega, the real Noriega. He owe me 100 favors. I ain't petty player, we buy the whole thing. See, most of my homies hustle, they still do their thing. My roof back, roof back. My money ride. I'm on the pedal, show you what I'm running like. When they snatch black, I cry for 100 nights. He got 100 bodies, serving 100 lights.
Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm, every day I'm.
We never steal cars, but we hard. Whip it real hard, whip it real hard. I call the charge, I call the charge. Whip it real hard, whip it real hard. Ain't about no funny stuff, still flipping them chickens. I'm on my money stuff, still whipping them Benzes. Major League, who catching because I'm pitching? Jose Canseco just snitching because he finished. I feed them steroids to strengthen up all my chickens. They flying over Pacifics to be specific. Triple C's, you know it's fact. We hold it set. So good and gone rap. Run and tell them that. More cars. More O's. More clothes.
Every
understand my thrills. Custom spinning wheels. I ain't drove in a week. Them just did a standing steel. Talk about me, cause these suckers scared to talk about me. Killers talking about me. It ain't no talk about me. It ain't no walking around me. See all these killers around me. Lot of around me going down in Dade County. Don't talk no 22. Cost me 22. Sat it on a 22. La mama super thin, she say she 22, she seen them 22, we in room 222, I touch work like I'm convertible Burt, I got distribution, so I'm converting the work, in the M.I.A. yo, them switch off, yeah yo, my shit been banging, yeah yo,
every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day.
Cheap thrill, like knocking over pencils and picking
sure,
up
babe. Now, let's don't get excited.
Get your scummy hands off of me. Look, I've been straight with you from the first day I got here, and I put up with all your pinching and staring and chasing me around the desk because I need this job, but this is the last straw.
All right, now, wait, let's just sit down.
Look, I got a gun out there in my purse, and up to now, I've been forgiven and forgetting because of the way I was brought up, but I'll tell you one thing. If you ever say another word about me or make another indecent proposal, I'm going to get that gun of mine, and I'm going to change you from a rooster to a hen with one shot. Don't think I can't do it.
Shit. Whatever. Management wants you gone by the end of the day.
Well, just what sort of severance package is management prepared to offer me, considering the information I have about our editorial director buying pussy with company money, which I think would interest the IRS since it technically constitutes fraud, and I'm sure that some of our advertisers and rival publications might like to know about it as well, not to mention Craig's wife.
What do you want?
1 year salary with benefits.
That's not going to happen.
Well, what do you say I throw in a little sexual harassment charge to boot?
Against who?
Against you. Can you prove that you didn't offer to save my job if I let you blow me?
Man, you are one twisted fuck.
Nope. I'm just an ordinary guy with nothing to lose.
Give me one good reason I should stay here. Working every weekend, I'ma die here. Probably wearing company attire. 40 years till I retire. My boss say he want us in the office. At home, yeah, he really cannot trust us. He cut my hourly to cover losses while I sat in the traffic. I'm not gonna work another day here. I made up my mind and now I'm gonna disappear. I'ma sit my ass on the beach, feel the sand under me. I chilled on a Monday. Never gonna work another day here. I'm feeling so free watching money disappear. I'ma sit my ass on the beach with my whole family. No, I'm not gonna work, not gonna work. Nah, nah. I'm not gonna work, not gonna work. Nah, nah. No, I'm not gonna work, no. I'm look at Teams, yeah, you leave me alone. I'm a Pavlovian dog with notification tones, but I'ma silence my phone. Yeah, I'll silence my phone, and you gon' leave me alone, cause I'ma silence my phone. I'm not gonna work another day here. I made up my mind and now I'm gonna disappear. I'ma sit my ass on the beach, feel the sand under me, been so long. so free, watching money disappear. I'ma sit my ass on the beach with my whole family. No, I'm not gonna work, not gonna work.
Tried to do that. They're like, oh, you should, you're paid in your love for the work.
Yeah, yeah. Which no. is total bullshit.
No.
Yeah.
And this brings us to International Women's Day.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that is women's work, cleaning up shit.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it has been for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's time for that to end, my friends.
Yeah. Clean up your own shit.
Yeah, clean up your own shit and clean up your kids' shit.
Yeah, that's the message.
Daddies
of
the world and also like non-daddies, you know, just be a daddy to the people of the small people of your village.
If you haven't cleaned up shit, if you haven't
town,
gotten shit
city.
All over your clothes at least once in your life, just think
you haven't
that.
Been working hard enough.
You haven't been doing the right job. You have not been working in the right way.
Yeah. So yeah, there's literal cleaning up shit. And then, of course, since we're still on the topic of International Women's Day and work for a few more minutes, I'd like to mention emotional shit.
Oh, God.
Emotional labor. We've all heard this term.
Mm-hmm.
It's important. Because not only are we cleaning up literally the shit of other humans, we're also cleaning up your psychological shit all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know who you are when I say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know who you are.
Yeah.
So, clean your own shit up. Go to therapy.
And get a
go
job.
Go to an AA meeting. Get a job.
Okay.
Take care of your children and other people's children for a while. Thank you.
That's our
I think
that
was the end of the rant.
Yeah. That's good spiel, though. I like it.
We'll come back with some more.
Yeah.
Possibly lighter fare. Possibly not. It
Who
could
knows?
Get darker. We don't know yet.
We haven't yet done
but
the show.
But there's going to be some songs now.
Yes. Get ready.
Modern fiction and modern soul. I want the modern. All I need is. All I need is. All I need is. All I need is a mash and a corn on a cob. All I need is. All I need is. All I need is. All I need is a mash and a corn on a cob. I was in a bad mood. 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 I was in a bad mood until I smoked on a bud. I was in a bad mood. 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 I was in a bad mood until I smoked on a bud. All I need is. All I need is. All I need is. All I need is a mash and a corn on a cob. I was in a bad mood. 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 I was in a bad mood until I smoked on a bud. All I need is. All I need is. All I need is. All I need is a mash and a corn on a cob. All I need is. All I need is. All I need is. All I need is a mash and a corn on a cob. All I need is a mash and a corn on a cob. All I need is a mash and a corn on a cob. All I need is a mash and a corn on a cob. I'm so on my job that I sleep in the lab. I'm so on my job. I'm so on. I'm so on my job. I'm so on. I'm so on my job. I'm so on. I'm so on my job that I sleep in the lab. I'm so on my job. I'm so on. I'm so on my job. I'm so on. I'm so on my job. I'm so on. You think I go without a fight, but I think that you're mad. I'm so on my job. I'm so on. I'm so on my job. I'm so on. I'm so on my job that I sleep in the lab. You think I go without a fight, but I think that you're mad.
Official resume of Mac and Charlie. So both of you are. Well, gentlemen, I've never seen two people share a resume before.
Well, we thought we'd save paper. You know, go green.
Work experience. Patty's pub management. Mm-hmm. And duties that include ordering supplies and taking care of business.
Mm-hmm. TCOB.
Mm-hmm. Business coordinator for several years. I don't know who this is.
Coordinator.
Okay. Mm-hmm. For several years, I've been in complete charge of pretty much everything in my life.
I don't miss
that
a beat.
That would actually be him.
You know, not pretty much everything. There's certain things that you just can't have control of, sir.
But I think you'll find that what we lack in formal education, we more than make up for in street smarts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we can wheel, we can deal, we can oversee hostile takeovers,
you name
whatever
it.
You need, bud.
You name
it's a mailroom gig. And there's only one spot available.
Kind of a package deal.
We sort of work as a team. I tell you what if we split the pay right down the middle?
You'd be willing to do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is nothing to do with money.
This is sort of a health insurance situation for us. So, you know, frankly, you don't even really have to pay us at all.
No.
Well, legally, I have to pay you something, but minimum wage, maybe?
Minimum wage?
Are you kidding me?
That's great.
Absolutely.
That's more than we
expected.
That's
a government salary
right
there. Yeah.
Well, you drive a hard bargain.
Yeah.
The job is both of yours. Congratulations.
Congratulations to you.
Yeah.
Bro.
Minimum wage.
Minimum wage.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back. Easy Sonic Living, CKUT 90.3. The theme of the show is
I need a job.
And we heard Swamp Dog, I Need a Job, which was actually the inspiration for this show because I love that new song that just came out.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard some other good tracks. And of course, you can't miss Dolly Parton 9 to 5.
We couldn't not play the song for this show.
No.
We couldn't play. We couldn't not play. Exactly.
Yeah, we couldn't.
That was
not
a double
play.
Negative that worked. Yeah. My job is language, by the way.
I was going
to
say
something. You wouldn't know that. You wouldn't know that from the way I'm speaking tonight, but I'm a translator.
Yeah.
I speak many languages, many ways, very, very well most of the time. But mostly it's writing, so I have time to, like, delete, go back. And
when did
things.
You realize that was going to be your job?
Well, it was not, like, a thing that I realized. It was basically, like, I was pregnant, single mom, about to be. I had just been fired from my job, and I had been doing that on the side for a long time, so it was always a side hustle, but then all of a sudden it was like, it's really hard to get a job when you're pregnant, like, even if it doesn't show yet, it's hard. I mean, it's hard mm-hmm. to get a job, period. Mm-hmm. Imagine going to job interviews, knowing that, like, pretty soon you're going to have this baby bump, and the employer is going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And so it's like... Yeah. Double nerve-wracking. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but the point is, I didn't get a job. I went to some job interviews, but I didn't get a job anywhere. And I was just like, okay, I got to make this work. So so I transferred my side hustle into my main hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paying the rent is a real inspiration.
Yeah, just paying, like, the rent and knowing you're going to have, like, a new person
yeah.
to also take care of that has mm-hmm. needs,
mm-hmm.
like food,
yeah,
diapers, mm-hmm. et cetera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I hope that inspired you all. I'm sure yes. there are many inspirational stories of people, especially women. Once again, here we are. There's the women again.
International Women's Day again.
You know, just like...
Making it work.
Making it work. Getting a job. Getting a hustle. Making money so that they can do what they do.
There's Dorley.
Oh, Dorley.
What are you two doing here?
Dorley, something terrible has happened. Violet put rat poison in Hart's coffee.
I didn't do it on purpose. It was an accident.
You mean that's why?
He looks just like Skinny and Sweet.
Good grief.
Where is he? We've got to tell the doctor.
He's in the emergency room. It's the first door down on the right. They took him in.
Oh, my God. There's a policeman. What's he doing here?
I don't know.
Hey, the guy they brought in the gurney. How is he?
He's not so good.
Well, when can I speak to the doctor?
He knows you're here.
He knows that.
Oh, my God, they found out about it already.
Oh, don't panic. Please don't panic.
Hey, how is he, Doc?
Ah, he's dead.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Can you tell what caused it?
Not without an autopsy. You fellas can come into my office. I'm fairly certain it was some kind of poison. Poison?
Oh,
hey, it's okay, it's okay. Easy now. Oh,
poison. Poison. Well, it's all over. Did you hear? An autopsy? I might as well just save him the trouble and give him the rat poison.
No, I'll give that
to me. Are you crazy? You want someone to see it?
Well, who cares? I'm finished. I'm a murderer.
No, you're not.
I'm a murderess. Poor kids.
Violet, you're nothing until proven guilty.
You know they're going to find the poison when they do the autopsy on the body.
I'm going to get rid of the poison.
No, no.
I'll get rid of the body.
No. Violet, it's not murder. There are extenuating circumstances. It was an accident.
An accident? She was thinking about doing it last night. We were all thinking about doing it last night.
But she didn't do it on purpose.
Oh, maybe unconsciously I did. It's no use. I'm going to go to the pen.
We better get her a lawyer.
I'm going to be locked up for life.
Where's the phone?
Over there.
Do you have any change?
I think so.
I just sit right here.
I'm going to lose my job.
Violet, now just calm down.
I'm no fool. I've killed the boss. You think they're not going to fire me for a thing like that?
Now, hush. Now, just sit here. We'll be right back.
Dr. Lydia Smith. Call the page operator. Dr. Lydia Smith.
Medic. Is this the guy for the autopsy?
Yeah.
Doctor would like to see you.
Okay.
Right this way.
Mm-hmm.
Scarface quit his job.
Still waiting on that heifer, Julio. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out.
Who makes hell a good kite? His work made life hell every day. And a problem in Wellington hits a cafe.
Rollies walked out on his job. Rollies walked out on his job.
He can't take another racist tirade. Being overworked and getting out of pain.
Rollies walked out on his job.
Walked his job and he's not looking back. He looked at his roster and said, fuck that. He said, fuck you, and jumped on a scooter. As he spit away, he wishes out a suitor.
Rollies walked out on his job. Rollies walked out on his job.
What cafe?
Well, what Wellington cafe, you ask? Well, the band darts in Wellington, New Zealand couldn't possibly point the finger. So for now, it will have to remain an enigma. Fuck that racist boss. 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 Fuck that racist boss.
How you spent your time in the golden years? The foxes on the highway and they hold my tears. Persona non grata and the windows close in. And you catch your breath for the golden years, the golden years. Who left the bass running when they're just hanging on? Who had a job worth something when they're not banging on? Waking up with no purpose, just to go to sleep. And the cogs won't turn to the devil on the beat, and the jokes come viral.
To the devil on the beat,
sucking on a straw.
To the devil on the beat,
treading on a countdown.
To the devil on the beat,
everyone's in awe.
To the devil on the beat. To the devil on the beat.
Experience?
No, sir, I have no experience, but I'm a big fan of money. I like it. I use it. I have a little. I keep it in a jar on top of my refrigerator. I'd like to put more in that jar. That's where you come in.
Easy Sonic Living, CKUT 90.3. And I was talking about my many, many jobs while we were off air, because I started working when I was, when I was eight, I was a successful entrepreneur.
Yeah.
As a grass cutter. I would cut people's lawns.
Okay, so you started early on the grass cutting.
Yeah. Dangerous, but fine. Mm-hmm. And then when I was, I think I was 11, I got my first jobby job, which was peeling apples in a bakery. But you're not allowed to work at that age. So okay. I had to hide in the back. I wasn't aware, but they were like, never go near the front door.
Okay.
You have to stay in this very small area in the kitchen.
Okay. And then, you were young enough not to question.
No, I just thought that was normal. They were right. like, never go anywhere near the front swinging door where the patrons right. can see you. And then when I was 12, I was so excited because they gave me a raise of 25 cents, which many years later I realized, because when you're 12, you are allowed to work and then you get the minimum wage.
Which was?
I forget. It was like 5.25 or something.
This was in Ontario. Yeah.
And the funny thing is, all my brothers, too, we all worked before it was legal to work.
Okay.
Because we were all very proud of my older brother, Ken, who lied, saying that he was 13 so he could work as a dishwasher when he was 11.
Okay.
So this was always like...
So your parents were into you guys working at that age?
Yeah, because they grew up super poor.
Right.
So they really liked working. They thought working mm-hmm. was really key.
Yeah. There's some songs you have heard, mm-hmm. songs you'll be hearing, songs you'll have heard, such as Silverbacks with A Job Worth Something. It's kind of what we all hope for, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Charlie Parker, Pas de Job, Pas de Talent.
Whoa. It's a bit harsh.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. So those are some songs that you've heard or some... those are some songs that you're hearing.
Yeah.
Or you will be hearing.
Yeah, it's a temporal misunderstanding, basically. We don't know, are we ahead or before?
Yeah.
But you hopefully know where you are.
Yeah, the important thing is we're together in this.
Yeah, we're all
wherever
together.
We are.
Yeah.
Whatever job we have.
On International Women's Day.
Yeah. Okay. Ta-ta. Easy Sonic Living. CKUT.
I need a dollar. Inside the bottle, I had some good old buddies, names is whiskey and wine. Hey, hey, and
state has to be somewhere, and the cell biologists don't know where it is. And of course, as a polymath, I'm into physics, maths, psychic warfare. It of course would reside in the bioplasm and soul fluid, which the Russian psychic warfare program found, which then of course is underlied by quantum mechanics, torsion fields, scalar fields, scalionic fields, and all the other stuff.
You gotta underlie stuff, you know? Truth. Now we got these people talking and talking, and then you're talking about scalar waves and torsion fields, man. Just show me what that is in a psychic way. Telepathically transmit that image and the feeling of what those phenomena are. If you're truly an advanced being, or you're just some guy talking words that you heard Tim riff at. The real truth is in the music.